we're still hearing that they are using the methods of soft power, that somebody from commission is talking to somebody. But, of course, we are quite angry that they are not issuing a public statement, because they were silent when European truck for diversity against discrimination was not let in this country. Last year they were silent. Now they are silent. So sometimes I think European Commission is preaching diversity and human rights, but in fact they are not standing standing for these values. And this is really worrying. Sometimes we feel that they are too passive and they just doing like on declaration level, but doing nothing on practical level and not supporting NGOs, especially on national level. Okay, I agree, they support NGOs on European level, but they don't take care of vulnerable groups such like LGBT or Roma people at national level.
I saw on your webpage, supported by the government of Lithuania. Is this going to be, this is probably going to be changed now?
Well, this was an old project which is already finished, and these were the times of social democrats, and now with the Christian democrats in power, we're seeing a very strong shift to the right, and the Minister of Social Affairs is openly preaching homophobia, and he's printing his homophobic statements on his website of social ministry. So this was like the good practice of some 2 years ago. But right now, even the Ombudsman's Office for Equal Opportunities is afraid to talk about our rights, although she has all full powers to protect, because under our law of equal opportunities, she has to protect victims of discrimination of sexual orientation too.
Okay, these are political decisions, but how close are they to general sentiments of the society? Are people openly discriminative towards people with different sexual?
Yes, there are a lot of social research and data saying that 47% think that homosexuality is a disease and should be cured. 70% of Lithuanians do not want to live in neighborhood with homosexual people. So if we make a referendum, we will get these awful numbers for homophobia. And I'm sure that politicians are doing this because they have public support. It's true. I mean, the majority of general public are supporting this, except maybe some intellectuals and some media professionals, but the general public is quite supportive of homophobia in this country.